Okay. Well, let's bring back Dr. Peel and maybe have just a couple more questions on a panel basis. One other question for Dr. Peel is that recently there was a news release that some of the border crossings from Mexico, I think there was two border crossings from Mexico, were closed by APHIS due to security concerns for their personnel. Do those border crossings impact the Mexican producers on their transportation routes into the United States as the U.S. imports cattle from Mexico?
Certainly they do have some impact. You know, one of those crossings was in Chihuahua going into New Mexico. The other one was in Coahuila going into Texas. Neither of those are big crossing areas, but they are at times important ones, particularly the one in going into New Mexico. However, you know, people should be aware that the state of Chihuahua, which has historically been the biggest single source of Mexican cattle coming into the U.S., was downgraded in their disease TB status this last summer. And so they already are not exporting as many cattle, and they're having to divert animals into domestic markets and other things. And the animals we're getting now are being pulled from other regions. So there's a variety of impacts. Yes, it does have impacts, obviously, for certain producers in particular. But neither of these is probably as critical as the biggest crossing is the one near El Paso at Santa Teresa. And you know, that one is not closed and would have a huge impact, for example, if we were to close one of those.
Okay. So Caitlin, do you think, has there been any other issues of concern concerning marketing cold dairy cows as far as non-ambulatory cattle and impacts of that towards the cold cow market?
Not that I've really heard a lot about. Earlier last year, we heard a lot about addicts and problems with that. However, I haven't heard much of that recently. In terms of cow slaughter, any significant problems? I don't know if Daryl has.
Well, I haven't heard anything specifically on the dairy, but I guess I was going to ask Caitlin, maybe is it possible that some of the, you talked about sort of an increased rate of turnover in the dairy herd, and is it possible that at least a part of that might be due to the fact that there's a bit more incentive not to let those cows get to a point where they're likely to become non-ambulatory before they are sent to slaughter?
I think that could be part of the incentive.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for the questions, considering the time, and then moving to the next session. Our last session that will start at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock will be the specialty niche and food safety session. And as mentioned previously, all our other sessions and the upcoming session will be available at the Ag in Uncertain Times URL that you see in the question and answer pod that you can find on the left. And so I'd like to really thank Caitlin and Daryl for their time today and presenting this great information, and thank you for coming to our webinar. Here is the again the URL of that of our Ag in Uncertain Times, and the availability of those presenter slides, an archive of past presenters, and the discussion of our webinar topics. We'd also like to invite you to participate in developing future webinar topics. You can use the question and answer pod, or send us an email at the WestRME@WSU email to give us any ideas of topics of interest to you that you would like to see in the future. Also, you should have been seeing the pod questions going through, the polling questions going through as we finished up our presentations that we're going through. You should be seeing a link. You can link that PDF file. You can link and then click on that and save it to your computer, and that'll be a PDF file of all the web links that were in these presentations that would be easy for you to access. So with that, we look forward to hopefully you'll have time to participate in our last session that will start at 1 o'clock.